Israeli troops and dozens of jeeps and armored vehicles stormed into the West Bank town of Nablus, placing about 50,000 Palestinians under curfew. Soldiers conducted house-to-house searches, and residents were ordered to stay indoors. The raid focused on the Kasbah, or Old City, a densely populated area of narrow alleyways, apartment buildings, and markets. The Army said the operation could last several days and is aimed at uncovering bomb factories and arresting wanted Palestinian militants. The incursion comes a few days after a would-be suicide bomber was captured near Tel Aviv. Israeli spokeswoman Miri Eisen.
We will defend our citizens and we will pinpoint against all of those terrorists out from the West Bank who try to attack us.
Palestinian officials accused Israel of harming the efforts of moderate President Mahmoud Abbas to revive peace talks. Palestinian legislator Saab Erekat.
We condemn this Israeli raid. It's absolutely uncalled for. We don't need to go back to the cycle of violence.
But Israel has repeatedly complained that Mr. Abbas has failed to crack down on militants operating from territory under his control. Israeli analyst Dan Shiftan says that leaves Israel with little choice.
Israel will have to continue and take military action just to keep the level of terrorism below the level that is insufferable from an Israeli point of view.
The Army says it launched the Nablus operation after receiving intelligence information that terrorists in the city were planning a wave of suicide bombings in Israeli cities. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。